Well, greetings, everyone. Mr. Franks has asked that I cover this week's In Accord and give you the latest update of the news on the portion of the work done here at headquarters. Let me begin with a few announcements. First, we have an announcement from the media area about a new study guide, the latest that we've just completed. This is now our 8th study guide completed and put up online. It's titled, What You Need to Know About Repentance and Baptism. This will be an especially helpful resource for those not yet baptized and an excellent review for more seasoned Christians. After the introduction, there are 7 chapters that lead the reader through the whole process from what is repentance to answer the question, should I be baptized? To find the study guide, go to Life, Hope, and Truth website and look for the orange box at the top right side that says Visit the Learning Center. Clicking on this box takes you to the Learning Center, then scroll down to the purple area, and in the top right corner of that purple bar is the icon for study guides. When you click on that, you'll see that the first choice is this new study guide. In this area of the website is also a wealth of other material for our spiritual education. There are 15 Bible study starters with topics ranging from why were you born to what makes a good home. Then there's a 2-part series on understanding the book of Genesis, along with 5 other study guides. And after you've finished all of them, there are videos, booklets, audiobooks, reading and writing plans, infographics, all there in the Learning Center. We certainly have a deep reservoir of material to learn from. Next, I'd like to report on our recent trip that Pam and I took to spend the Pentecost weekend with the brethren in Mexico City. The congregation is pastored by Alberto Gonzalez and his wife, Yulun. Mexico City has a vibrant congregation with many seasoned veterans, a large number of young families, and lots of children. I was scheduled to give the sermon on the Sabbath, and then one of the 2 the next day on Pentecost. Several other congregations were connected via a live stream so they could listen in to services on both days. But unfortunately, on the Sabbath, the translation equipment malfunctioned before services. After trying as hard as they could, the technical crew was unable to fix the problem before it was time to start services. So Mr. Gonzalez and I decided to switch speaking slots. He gave the sermon then that he had prepared for Pentecost on the Sabbath. This way, no translation was needed except for Pam and me. The other congregations could still be attached and listen in with no problems. Then after services, we enjoyed a meal with all the brethren and fellowshiped for a few hours before heading back to our hotel. Now, regarding the potluck in Mexico City, all I can say is, wow, those ladies know how to cook. While we were eating, a pretty ferocious rainstorm descended on the area. Many of the main thoroughfares back to our hotel became flooded with a foot or more of water. 3- or 4-lane roads were constricted to 1 single lane. So while our normal 30 or so minute trip took over an hour, it was a little more than a minor inconvenience, whereas some of the brethren had a 4-hour trip home that evening. Yet they were all faithfully back the next morning for Pentecost services. One of the traditions in Mexico City is to fellowship before services with coffee and cookies. Since we were aware of this from a previous trip, this time Pam brought a contribution, a few boxes of shortbread cookies. The brand name of these cookies happened to be Walker. So we all enjoyed teasing that these must be very good cookies since they bore the name of Mr. Walker, the regional director. Now, the technical crew had worked out the problems with the translation equipment, so since Mr. Gonzalez gave his sermon on the Sabbath, I ended up giving both sermons on the day of Pentecost. I very much appreciate the work of the translators who work so hard to accurately interpret what we say for the brethren that are listening. The Hernandez brothers, Moises and Noé, along with David Lopez, translated the sermons for me. Many thanks to each of them. Between services, we all enjoyed a lovely catered meal and fellowship together. On this trip, Pam and I then stayed an extra day in Mexico so that we could spend the day with the Gonzalez's and see one of the true wonders of North America, the pyramids of Teotihuacan. The people who built this amazing place preceded the Aztecs and the Mayans. In fact, they built their civilization about the time of Christ. Whoever they were, they developed a spectacularly advanced civilization that was estimated to have people living in this area 100 years before the time of Christ, all the way up until the 8th century. The structures they built have stood for 2,000 years, a testament to human engineering abilities. Now, scholars estimate that Teotihuacan was the largest city in the Americas, with at least 25,000 residents. Some feel as many as 150,000 to 250,000 people, making it the sixth largest city in the world at that time. Now, along the 2 Mile Avenue is the Temple of the Feathered Serpent, the Pyramid of the Moon, and the Pyramid of the Sun, stunning architectural wonders of immense size. As we toured the vast complex, it was amazing, yet at the same time very sad. We lamented that such amazing accomplishments were built to honor false gods, with worship, false worship, that included human sacrifice. As we've often noted in the church, humans are capable of amazing things in the physical realm, but hopelessly confused and lost and deceived in the spiritual realm. We very much appreciated the Gonzalez's being our tour guides through this fascinating place. We ended the trip with a lunch with them at a very unique restaurant called La Gruta, a restaurant carved out of a cave. This luncheon concluded our Pentecost trip to Mexico. Now, as Mr. Franks has reported, we recently held a memorial service for a stalwart servant of God, Mr. Richard Thompson. There have been few men in the church over the decades that have been as well loved and well respected as Mr. Thompson. In his service as pastor, educator, and administrator over the past 56 years, he stood out as a kind, gentle, and insightful man, yet staunchly devoted to the truth and to right behavior. It's impossible to measure the positive, godly influence Mr. Thompson's teaching and example has had on so many of our lives. I owe him a personal debt of gratitude for his mentoring me when he retired from teaching the Survey of the Gospels class here at Foundation Institute. Mr. Thompson was kind enough to share all of his notes with me so that I could take advantage of his decades of experience and wisdom and get a jump start on teaching the class. I hope to continue to faithfully follow his example. Now I'd like to discuss the upcoming activity that we're all very excited about here. The next Young Adult Leadership Weekend will take place over the Labor Day weekend, August 29th through September the 1st. The Young Adult Leadership Weekend is a part of the church's long-term investment in preparing and equipping the next generation. In other words, continuing the spiritual development of our young members. We begin with youth instruction in the EEI program and in preteen camps, and then we go on to the teen camps and the LIFT program, and then, of course, into young adult leadership development through vehicles like the Leadership Weekends. Young Adult Leadership Weekends are a part of our long-term strategy to equip and retain and actively engage the next generation in the church. Whether one is considering baptism, already serving in a local congregation, even speaking locally, the Y'all Young Adult Leadership Weekend meets adults where they are and challenges them all to grow. Now, we had an excellent Young Adult Leadership Weekend in 2024 where participants had the opportunity to build engagement, to gather practical help and advice on dealing with the world they face every day, and to enjoy opportunities to serve each other as well as the community during an outreach project. The camp setting where the Y'all is held is perfect for connecting with others and making new friends. These are exciting times to be alive, and young adults need strength and clarity and courage not to despair. So while the world around us presents serious challenges, we are actively equipping younger members to meet these challenges with faith and conviction by providing biblically grounded encouragement, instruction, and connection. Again this year, we'll have a mix of formal content and informal connection. Attendees will participate in presentations, workshops, discussion groups, with planned activities and, of course, plenty of free time to socialize. The feedback from last year was that the participants left the weekend encouraged and motivated and spiritually focused, which was a powerful lead-in to the fall holy days. This year's theme is Plunge, Live Life, Dig Deep. The official explanation is this. In a world of uncertainty and hesitation and waiting for the right time, plunge is a call to action. This weekend isn't about sitting back. It's about stepping forward. It's about bold commitment, deep engagement, and courageous faith. Live life. Don't wait for the future. Step into God's purpose now. Dig deep. Strengthen your faith. Gather your courage and prepare for action. This is a weekend for those ready to commit, engage, and take the plunge in faith, in truth, in life. Are you ready? Well, that's the official description. You can find all the details on this exciting and uplifting weekend and register to participate on the website at members.cogwa.org, YALW. It's easy to find. We hope that all of our young adults will participate in what is going to be another outstanding national Young Adult Leadership Weekend here in the Dallas area. It will help you actively engage in your spiritual calling and help you to live a life of meaning and direction. The needs have never been greater to have young adults who are focused on the coming kingdom of God and have the spiritual strength to face the future with boldness and righteousness. And finally, speaking of the need to face the future with boldness, boy, events of the past week certainly emphasize just how unstable our world is and how quickly it can change, and how important it is for God's people to be spiritually strong and stable. I'd like to read to you what Christ said in Matthew 24, verse 6. "And you will hear of wars and rumors of wars. See that you are not troubled or alarmed. For all these things must come to pass, but the end is not yet." We certainly hear of the wars around us and wonder if the end time series of events has begun in earnest. Unstable times in the world around us, requires stable Christians in the church who stand strong in God's power. We are not of those who fear, but of those who stand strong, having complete confidence in God and the fulfillment of His plan on His schedule. Well, that will do it for this week's update from headquarters. Let's be sure that we face the coming week with both the joy of God's way and the resolve to fully live His way ourselves. Have a great Sabbath, everyone.